It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Mixing chemicals in a high school lab is challenging enough. Now, imagine doing it if you were blind. A group of visually impaired students from all over the country had that chance at Metro State University in Denver recently as part of an effort to get more blind people interested in science, technology, and math. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine has more.
Juanita Thomas expertly traces her fingers around the top of a glass beaker. She gingerly touches the sleek sides of an electronic probe. Then she feels the hard edges of a metal test tube holder. And the 17-year-old can hardly contain her excitement.
Science is my favorite subject, actually. I'm a geek.
She's also
completely blind, and I'm proud of it.
Juanita, who goes by Q, is in a chemistry lab at Metro State University. It's part of a summer program sponsored by the Colorado Center for the Blind.
That was a good question, Q. We are going to be using a pH meter today. So the first question is, how many of you know
Q and other blind students are learning to analyze the pH levels of various liquids. First, Q reads the lab procedures in Braille.
Refer to the data table and fill each of the test tubes 2 to 5 to about the same level with its respective solution.
Her partner runs her fingers over the equipment, getting it ready. Then they really have to listen carefully to these instructions for the little machine in their hands. It's called a talking lab quest, and it looks like a handheld calculator.
Right. Now the harder functional buttons are the four corners.
Professor Carrie Sapallo guides them around every nook and cranny of the talking lab quest. One thing it allows blind people to do is put a probe in liquid. It then spits out a numeric pH value.
5.74. 5.86.
The main message Sapallo wants to get across to the students:
it's okay to be a blind person in the laboratory.
Sapallo helped develop the machine. He's an assistant professor of chemistry at Illinois State University. He's also blind. He also helped invent a device that graphs data and then plays sounds to represent the data trends in the graphs.
And if it goes down in tone, say it goes, ew, like that, that implies a negative slope of their line. Or if it's a sinusoidal wave, it'll go, woo, 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 woo. It'll sound like a siren.
These gadgets help. But for blind students to work in a lab, it's really all about communication.
No, that's tube one. That has the vinegar in it.
No, that's
I have lemon juice in my hand.
And Sapallo emphasizes that ambiguity doesn't cut it.
It's over there. This one. That. Okay, that's ambiguous. You say, the first speaker on your left. Or the furthest speaker to the right.
But it's still hard when you can't see anything. Across the room, another set of students is struggling.
I'm going to have to do it over again because I messed up.
That's okay.
Big time.
It's all right. We can fix it.
These boys weren't really listening during the explanation and got confused about the procedure. Plus, they're having trouble using the talking lab quest.
Shh. I can't hear it. What?
Typically, blind chemistry students have a sighted partner in the lab. It fulfills the academic requirements, but it's not particularly inspiring. Q says sighted students take chemistry for granted.
Well, they get accepted into schools and colleges, and they say, oh, I'm taking the chemistry class. And it's like, well, I want to take a chemistry class. However, I don't want to work with a sighted student. I want to be able to do this independently.
The American Foundation for the Blind says less than a quarter of blind people in the U.S. are employed. Of that number, only a tiny fraction are in science, technology, engineering, or math-related fields. Part of the problem? Stereotypes about what blind people can do. Professor Sapallo recalls a demonstration he gave at a conference in Germany to a group of skeptical chemists.
So, I lit a Bunsen burner, I heated up a beaker full of water, I poured from one container into another, and as they say, people seeing is believing.
Ooh, you know what we could do?
Back at the lab bench, Sapallo's adaptive gadgets are giving Q the time of her life.
Hold on. So let's take the Coke and the lemon juice and see what happens. I know I'm blind and all that, but just because I can't see does not mean that I can't mix chemicals together and not be afraid about something exploding up in my eye, you know? I mean, this is something that I'll definitely remember.
Where's the heat coming from? Your hand, and it's going to the what? Beautiful, beautiful.
For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine in Denver.